Man, summer is just a beautiful season. The sun is shining, the trees are green, and you can stay out with your homies all night. And best of all, you get to sleep in till that shit gets absolutely fucked by the first day of school. And waking up to that first alarm of the school year will have you discombobulated as hell, like
Chains, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
What? You heard me, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
Wait, huh?
Really? Key Torch Club Bozomorph.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah! What the fuck? And even though getting out of bed early hurts your soul, it's absolutely necessary you spend at least 5 minutes staring at your wall, contemplating your entire life. And if you're a real G, you laid out your toughest fit the night before, so you're low-key hyped to rock that shit to school. So you throw on your new shoes and flick up for the first day of school. And then you walk over to the establishment where you will not only pursue your educational prowess, but you may also dabble in what some call stunting on these hoes. And man, I will say, linking up with your boys on the first day of school just hits different. Like, I be reuniting with the homies like I didn't just see them 12 hours ago. And we're all happy and shit until the school bell reminds me I just got my ass locked up for another 10 months. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think I've ever made it to my first class of the year on time. Like, it'll be 9:15 and my dumbass will still be trying to figure out how to make it to room 347 by 8:55. And walking into your first class of the year late has to be one of the most uncomfortable situations you can experience, bro. Cause the teacher will be like, oh, and who are you?
Oh, I'm Chains.
Well, Chains, why are you late?
Because the bell rang before I got here.
Alright, whatever. We waited for you before we started introductions.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Well, you're welcome. We just wanted you to feel-
No, like, you really shouldn't have, like, I don't want to do this shit.
And tell me why all these teachers have been copy-pasting the same icebreaker games since preschool. Like that one where you have to start with an adjective that starts with the same letter as your name. Like, how do you have a group of legal adults in a circle, awkward as hell, talking about,
Hi guys, I'm Super Sarah. Hey, hey y'all. I'm Awesome Aiden. And I'm a Marvelous Marvin.
Shit, if we don't stop doing these fucking icebreakers, I'm about to joyfully jump off a cliff. And after we're done grinding out icebreakers, these teachers have the audacity to show a whole 50 slide PowerPoint all about them. Like, the fuck? This class is supposed to be the study of math, not the study of your daughter's soccer games, bro. And I'm not even gonna lie, my dumbass will be out there taking notes, wondering how this 7-year-old's goals per game ratio is gonna help me on my trigonometry test. Then just as soon as you survive all that bullshit, you gotta go to the next class and do that shit again. And by the time you've learned half your teacher's favorite hiking spots and relationship statuses, you're relieved to hear the lunch bell. Only to find out the cafeteria's serving straight ass with a side of booty for lunch. And my standards aren't even high. Like, during summer, I was on a seafood diet, as they would say. When I see food, I eat that shit. But when it comes to this cafeteria food, I could even bring myself to smell that abomination they're calling meatloaf. But even though the food was straight dookie, I won't lie, it's kinda nice being back at the lunch table freestyling with the homies. But of course, all good things must come to an end. So the bell rings and I go to depart ways with the homies.
Alright, peace out, man.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Oh shit, are we going the same way?
Damn, yeah, I guess so.
Alright, peace out for real.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Shit. Alright, my class is right here, bro.
Me too!
Oh, shit!
Let's go!
Alright, class, I'm gonna be taking some attendance. Correct me if I get your name wrong. Jason.
Here.
Billy.
Yo.
Megan.
Present.
Chains.
Here.
Charlie.
That's me.
Bob.
No fucking
bro.
Way.
Is there any Bobs in the room?
Yo, do you hear that?
Is that intro music? Does anyone here know a Bob?
Oh,
man, nothing beats a class where you got all the boys sitting together. Like, from the jump, you already know you're all about to fail the fuck out of that shit, but it's gonna be fun as hell. Alright, so, everyone introduce yourselves and tell us what you did over summer break.
My name's Bartholomew. My name's Bartholomew, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I had a pretty rough summer. I mean, I crashed my car, my girlfriend broke up with me, someone robbed my house, my grandma got jumped the other day. Oh, bro, not the grandpa.
You three in the back. Disrespectful.
And what's crazy about the first day of the school year is how these teachers will act all nice talking about,
it's so lovely to see all your beautiful faces, and it's also nice to see you, Aiden.
Wait, what the fuck?
We're gonna have an amazing, fun year, and guess what? There's no homework today!
Knowing damn well they're about to make up for it with twice as much homework tomorrow. Like, they'll for real be handing out kindergarten-ass coloring sheets the first day, and then tomorrow you're getting your ass whooped by some calculus worksheets. And I didn't even talk about the motherfuckers you'll be seeing in the halls on the first day. Like, I don't know what these dudes be going through in those 2 months, but motherfuckers be going from Arthur Kennedy to AK real fast, bro.
Oh shit, is that you, Arthur?
Whoa, G, don't be dropping the government name like that.
Government name? But that's just your first name.
Hey fam, it's AK.
Aye, man, what you been up to, bro?
Hey fam, I'm trapping, trying to make it out of the mud, you know?
The mud? You live in a gated community.
Oh shit, that's the ops right there, fam. Get down.
The ops? That's just fucking Edward. Or the way these new freshmen be walking like they're scared a senior's gonna slap the books out of their hands and take their Fortnite V-Bucks gift card. Like, bro, you freshmen are worried about the wrong V-card. Like, I don't know why, but the day these kids go from sophomore to seniors, they instantly decide to pull an EDP. Like, bro, you're 18 and she's fresh out of middle school. That's a whole crime. But that's not the only crime motherfuckers be committing on the first day of school. Some dudes be pulling up to school with the most atrocious fits known to man. Like, there's no fucking way you laid out this ramen noodle chicken soup ass fit the night before, slept on it, then woke up and thought, oh yeah, the hoes are gonna love this one. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you could never catch me wearing the types of fit these motherfuckers be wearing, bro. Like, that shit should have never made it out the closet. Like, I don't condone bullying, but all I'ma say is, your actions have consequences, bro. Speaking of consequences, every year it seems like the rules teachers tell you on the first day keep getting more strict. Like, you'll be walking into the first class of the year all jolly and shit. All of a sudden you're getting your shit smacked by the longest list of class rules you've ever seen. Hey class, I'm super excited to have you. We're gonna have so much fun this year, but first, I'm gonna go over some of the class rules. Okay, so there will be no negativity, no phones, no food, no talking when I'm talking. Actually, no talking ever, no laughing, no smiling, breathe as quiet as possible, no washroom breaks, and last but not least, no having fun. So yeah guys, like I said, I think we're gonna have a lot of fun this year. And just like that, man, summer's over and you're back to school. It's possibly one of the worst times of the year. Like, do you really think it's a coincidence that when school starts up, the sun just starts hiding and the leaves start dying? You see what I'm implying. But I will say, one day you might just look back on these times as the good old days and you might just start crying. Man, smoking too much, greening out, ODing on the devil's lettuce, whatever you'd like to call it, many of us have been there at least once in our lifetime. And man, I'll be the first to say it is not fun. But I do actually have a funny story about my first time greening out. I mean, it's funny now, but when it happened, I was shitting myself. So this story dates way back when I was just a young jit. I was still in 8th grade. Man, don't ask me why, but it takes place on a Thursday, on a school night. Alright, so it's a Thursday at 7 p.m. My friends and I are just headed to this girl's house. We'll call her Mary. So when me and my friends arrive at Mary's house, I quickly find out her dad is pretty chill.
Yo, what's up?
And you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So we'll just say Mary was no stranger smoking some gas now and then. With that being said, I kinda was. I had only smoked a few times, and the times that I had smoked, it wasn't anything crazy. So walking into the Mary household, I could kinda tell we were gonna smoke. So we all just went to her room and talked for about 5 minutes until all my friends started smoking. And it was out of some strangely shaped water bottle I had never seen before. And listen bro, it was a Thursday on a school night, so I wasn't really planning on smoking, right? But when you're in middle school, peer pressure just hits differently, bro. So there my dumbass was on a Thursday night, using this weirdly shaped water bottle for the first time, knowing that I had a curfew of 9 o'clock. And I just instantly started coughing. I was definitely the least experienced out of all my friends, so I remember my homies were kinda helping me out. Especially my homie
Bob. Bob brought me some water and told me to let him know if it hits too hard. I told him, yeah, for sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm chilling. Because it had already been a few minutes at this point, and it was safe to say I didn't feel anything. And after 10 minutes, I remember thinking, I bet I'm definitely good by now. I probably just didn't have enough to actually get me high. So shit, maybe I can make it back for my 9 o'clock curfew after all. That shit hit me like Mike Tyson in his prime, bro. I don't know why no one told me this new device would have me slumped like Nate Robinson, but it's already too late at this point. My vision started to get choppy. It's like I was running 30 frames per second in real life. And of course, the dry eye starts to kick in, and I just get really hot out of nowhere. And I guess at this point, Bob could just see the panic in my face. So Bob was like, come with me, and he brought me to the bathroom. And bro was prepared. He threw down a pillow and a blanket and was just like, you're gonna be alright, bro. And as he leaves me in the dark in the bathroom, I can hear from the other room, he's definitely greening out.
He's greening?
Nah, not Chains.
Nah, my boy.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace? Bro, am I about to die right now?
But to be honest, my brain was way too fried to even care. The effects were getting worse by the minute. And as I laid there in the dark on Mary's bathroom floor, I felt my soul leave my body. I was just flying around space and, you know, traveling through the galaxy and shit. But I'm brought back to life because I felt my phone buzzing. And when I woke back up, I had no clue where I was. And then when I looked in the mirror, who the fuck is this guy? Well, I was out here putting the pieces together, trying to figure out who I am. Bob hits me with another, come with me. I got a ride so we can get you back home. But you have to act normal, okay? Okay, just get in the car. It was his older sister driving. And when I got in the car, I was stressing. Act cool, bro. Act cool.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not high.
Fuck.
She knows. And the rest of the ride was just pretty much silent. I got out of the car and I stumbled all the way over to the front door. At this point, I was praying my mom was asleep, so I called my brother to open the front door.
What's up?
Door. At this point, I'm malfunctioning. I'm trying to explain what is happening to my brother, and it pretty much just went like this.
Bro, is mom awake? Bro.
Holy, you're gone, bruh. I'm sorry, but this is the only way.
Huh?
What the hell, bruh? I'm not gonna lie, the smack low-key woke me up a little bit. But still, I was way too big to be saved. But at least mom isn't awake.
Chains, get up here right now.
I'm fucked. The jig is up, bro. I slowly walk up the stairs to my inevitable doom. Still high off my ass, I walk into my mom's room and seal my fate. Yeah, bro, I got grounded for a year and a half. And when I woke up to go to school the next day, I was still baked as hell.
Now, I really don't have many fears, but there are four things that I would say I'm truly scared of, which are sleep paralysis, being flipped over while I'm in a porta potty, this thing, and public speaking. And honestly, I can't even really explain why I'm scared of public speaking. I mean, sleep paralysis, you'll have demons chilling in your room while you can't move. The whole porta potty thing, that's just some traumatic shit. And this thing is fucking terrifying. But there's just something about talking in front of more than 5 people that has me shitting bricks. Like, my brain will start showing me the absolute worst case scenarios possible. hi guys, my name is Chain.
Get off
Boo.
The stage, loser.
No one likes you. hi guys, my name is... So I volunteer at daycares because I really like young kids. I love young kids. I mean, not love, like they're only 4 years old. No, like I'm not attracted to-
Sir, hands behind your back.
That's why I'm scared of public speaking. And even worse than normal public speaking was school speeches. And if you saw my going to school high video, you would know I have a pretty bad record when it comes to speeches.
Sorry. Tyrannosaurus Rex has short arms. Don't worry about it. You sit down. You could just go tomorrow. It's all right.
In fact, after I failed miserably while trying to present my speech well zooted, some motherfuckers was flaming me for it. So you know me, I had to get my get back. So when speeches came around next year, I put my heart and soul into that shit. And it wasn't just a speech. It was a spoken word, so it all had to rhyme. I mean, I was whipping up some heat. I was writing bar after bar like Kendrick. Shit, I had to have a fire extinguisher on standby while I was writing that shit. And I was never the dude to actually study. Like, I would start learning while I was taking the tests. If Y equals MX plus B, then who invented the Eiffel Tower? Uh-oh, shit, I guess Y equals MX plus B. I mean, even though I did bad on all my tests, maybe I can just get a job drawing stick men or some shit. Anyway, so I never studied, I never did homework. But when it came to this spoken word, I had something to prove. I mean, it felt like motherfuckers was preying on my downfall. So I actually spent my own free time at home practicing and perfecting this spoken word. So by the time I had to present, I was prepared as fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was still shitting bricks. But when I got up there,
Chains, get up here. And don't stutter like last time, alright, buddy?
He's gonna stutter for sure.
Don't get on here rapping, I'm stacking, making it happen. Okay? I've been perfecting this speech while Yajits was lacking. You don't want beef with me, I put you on a tee, I call that shit fashion.
Okay.
I'll put you in a box like some cereal. You'll get crunched. I'm the captain.
Captain Crunch.
Now let me stir it up like some mac and cheese. I want 100% like curry from the three. I'm talking all A's, no B's. Bitch, I'm blessed like a sneeze blue. A hunt is like the seas. I'm too icy. I might freeze because I'm him. I'm not talking / he.
God damn.
Spitting right now. I went bonkers, bro. In fact, I went so bonkers, the teacher volunteered me to go present my speech to the entire school. Now, usually I would be way too scared to public speak in front of that many people. But right now, I'm all hyped up on how bananas my speech went. Plus, I spent all that time perfecting it. I might as well share the heat with the rest of the school. Alright, next up is Chains with a spoken word on... Don't get on here rapping. Don't get on here stacking. I mean rapping. Stacking. I'm happing. You don't want beef with me because, quite frankly, I will put you on a t-shirt. you could call that fashion. Thank you guys for having me. I fucking fumbled. I folded under the pressure, bro. With the entire school watching my fear of public speaking absolutely crush me. And that is the reason why I have a fear of public speaking. Oh,
yo.
Shit.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's why you don't mess with me.
Yo,
I'm Jordan Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, why did you beat Kyle's ass?
Mr. Principal, I never touched Kyle. In fact, I've never seen this kid my entire life.
How do you presume he received a concussion, 2 broken ribs, a black eye, a broken nose, and a dislocated shoulder?
I mean, he must have fallen down the stairs or something.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, how do you explain this?
That's why you don't mess with me. I'm Jordan Johnson.
But I mean, you got the wrong Jordan Johnson.
Then, what happened to your knuckles there?
Shit, these ain't even my knuckles. Listen, I am not one to condone violence. But I'm not gonna lie, school fights are a major part of the high school experience. I mean, there's something about a good old school brawl that just boosts students' morale.
Like, there is nothing that gets you through the rest of the day like some kid getting his ass beat in front of the entire school. And truthfully, it's just a community building experience because it gives everyone something to talk about. Yo, did you see the fight? Yeah, bro, Kyle got his shit rocked. Wait, are you guys talking about the fight? Yeah, bro. Man, Kyle got fucked up, dude. Overall, in school fights, everyone wins. Like, the fighter gets some respect and the crowd gets some entertainment. It's a win-win. What about me? But tell me why, when a fight breaks out, the entire school will be recording, but not one person can get a good video. It's like when a fight breaks out, every motherfucker recording starts having severe hand spasms. I mean, as the person recording the fight, you literally have one job. To record the fight. Damn, I just missed it. What happened? Oh, well, lucky for you, I recorded the entire thing from start to finish on my brand new Samsung. Check it out. Did anyone else record the fight? Oh shit, yeah, I did on my brand new iPhone 14 that actually records in 4K. Okay, bet. Ooh, damn.
Let's go, JJ.
That's why you don't mess with me.
But bro, this is just a video of your face for 8 minutes straight. And watching some of these fights are funny as hell. Because some motherfuckers will come in swinging like KSI. Some motherfuckers are out here thinking they're Daniel LaRusso. And some motherfuckers should just not be fighting. Which is honestly the best part. Because where else could you catch a 6'5", 250-pound big body scrapping some 5'2 nerd? Like, the UFC would never let that shit slide. Plus, you get to watch it all for free. But me personally, I've never gotten into a school fight. But don't get me wrong, if someone wanted to catch these hands, I could hit them with the little knuckle sandwich, if you know what I mean. But truth be told, I could never lose a fight. Not because I know how to fight, but because for Bob, shit was on sight. And trust me, you don't fuck with Bob. Bob's got a better record than Floyd Mayweather. And I even heard one time he got into a little altercation with Mike Tyson. All I'ma say is, he dealt with him. But with that being said, we all know that one kid in school who was born to simply beat people's ass. Like, this dude's life purpose was to run people's fade. And of course, I had someone like this at my school. He was the type of dude who had nothing to lose, so he would instigate a fight wherever he could. We'll just call him Jordan. And honestly, he was holding a solid record. I mean, he was probably 12-0. But one day, Jordan picked on the wrong kid. Hey nerd, take off those stupid glasses. And Bob was a man of little words, so Jordan's buffoonery did not faze him. Hey nerd, I said take off those stupid glasses. Hey, stop ignoring me. And without saying a word, Bob just ended Jordan's whole career. And ever since that day, nobody messed with Bob.
That's why you don't mess with me. Yo, I'm Jordan Johnson.
Getting baked is usually an exceptional experience that consists of eating food, laughing, questioning your entire existence, eating food, watching Netflix while eating more food. And you know, that's great and all, but every once in a while, that Zaza can take you to the deepest, darkest depths of the shadow realm. And trust me, that shit is not fun. So I wake up on a sunny Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. You know, a respectable sleep-in. I hop in the shower. It was a good shower. I check the Clash of Clans base. I didn't even get raided. I eat some scrambled eggs and toast. Shit was scrumptious. And all of these things led me to believe, damn, today's gonna be a good ass day. But little did I know, today would be the day I would look death in the eyes and fight for my life. So I finish my scrambled eggs and I pull up the boys group chat and I'm like, what's the move? And Bob's like, I don't know, let me check. So I'm like, okay, bet. There's no moves, bro. And because there was nothing to do, the boys and I would have no choice but to reside to the default move. Let's just smoke. Bet. Calm down. So the default move always takes place at the boys' home base.
Bob's Crib.
Now, Bob's Crib was the spot to be baked for many valid reasons. First of all, bro's basement was simply comfy as fuck. Couches on lock, blankets always ready with infinite pillows. And Bob's dog, Walter, was the fucking goat. But most importantly, Bob's cupboard was always stacked. I mean, this cupboard has enough food to feed a village. This cupboard has more snacks than 7-Eleven. And this cupboard had enough calories to be in a Nikocado avocado video. And that shit was perfect. Because goddamn, when I get baked, I become a certified fat ass. So you know the drill. We roll up and got a joint in rotation. And honestly, I don't know what got into me this night because I was absolutely reefing that hoe. Yo, chill. God damn. Fuck it. Let's roll another one. So we rolled up another J and I just simply could not be stopped. And I specifically remember asking, how high can I really get? And after about 30 minutes of me going bananas on these joints, I found the answer to my question. Pretty fucking high. I mean, I was beyond zooted. Like at that point, time was literally in slow motion. And it was one of those highs when your senses become extra sensitive. So I was just posted up in a blankie while munching on some pizza pops. And I was truly invested in those pizza pops. I mean, in that moment, I thought I was the pizza pop, bro. But once I finished the pizza pops, we all decided it would be a good idea to go for a walk. However, the moment I stood up, I started feeling peculiar. But regardless, we went outside and at this point, it was already dark. Because in the time we were smoking at Bob's Crib, the sunny Saturday turned into a very cloudy, dark, and cold Saturday night. So Billy and Bob are walking towards this creepy looking forest and I'm like, alright, I think I'm too high to go into this forest, bro. Nah, don't worry. I've been in this forest a million times. I know it like the back of my hand. Alright then. And as soon as we step into the forest, I start hearing shit, bro. Yo, did you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounds like someone's in the bushes.
Nah, you're just baked as shit.
So we continue walking for about 5 minutes and out of nowhere it starts pouring. And this was really the point where everything shifted because I was far too faded to be out in a dark, cold, rainy forest. So I'm like, alright, let's just go back to Bob's. Yeah, facts. I didn't know it was gonna be raining. But as we're walking back through the forest, I can undoubtedly hear something in the bushes. Okay, what the fuck was that?
Oh shit, run!
Aw, hell nah! Bob and Billy start hauling ass, and scared as hell, I slowly turn around to see a fucking demon coyote pack looking at me like I'm lunch, bro. And this had to be because of the second joint, but for a moment, I looked this coyote dead in the eyes, And I saw death. I saw death, bro. And in that moment, I gathered all the functioning brain cells I had left to just run. And I couldn't see where I was going. I was just hauling ass. And when I looked back, all I could see was the devious coyote eyeballs staring into my soul. And the next thing I knew, I stepped in a pothole and my trajectory completely changed from running away to eating shit, bro. And when I say falling felt like it was in slow motion, I mean I had to have been falling for 5 minutes. But once my face made contact with the ground, this is how I went out. I was about to get packed up by a pack of coyotes. As they approached, I was saying my goodbyes, but out of nowhere, I hear something in the distance. This motherfucker Bob drop kicks a coyote in the face. And it had to have been that Zaza that made these coyotes look so devious because after Bob socked that jit in the face, they weren't so scary. I mean, they all just ran away and dispersed. They had me like,
yeah. And don't come back, bitch.
So we walk back to Billy's crib, and I'm still tweaking off those joints. I'm like checking behind me, checking beside me, checking the sky to make sure no evil crows pick me up and kidnap me. But we get back to Bob's crib, and I sit down on the couch. And just as I finally felt relieved, I get jump scared by Walter. Bro pretty much gave me a heart attack. I thought the coyotes had invaded Bob's crib to come and kill me. But it was just good old Walter coming to chill with the boys. So I got some more pizza pops, and we lived happily ever after. My very first time getting a taste of that enchanted broccoli. It was a very special time in my life. In fact, it shaped me to become the stick man you see today. Now, if you've seen this video, you would know my very first time being baked was also my first time being drunk. Cause you see, what happened was I had ate some magic brownies and they didn't kick in for a while. So I came to the solid conclusion that, bro, these edibles ain't shit. So I chug some vodka and next thing I know, I'm fucking obliterated. And through me mixing these two substances for the very first time of trying each, I was unable to truly take in the full experience of being zooted. Cause I was fucking slumped. So fast forward about a month after the edible incident, me and Bob were trying to see what being baked really felt like. Keep in mind, we were in grade 7 at this point, and at Stickman Middle School, you got +3 clout points if you ever smoked some grass. So naturally, we were fiending for some Mary Jane, and we had just the person to call. Yo, Billy. Hey, what's up? Me and Bob were trying to smoke some marijuana.
Shut up. The feds might have tapped my phone, bro. Chill.
Oh, shit. My bad. I meant we're trying to blow some pipes.
Hey, yo, pause. What the fuck? We're trying to inhale Satan's spinach? I don't know.
I bet. I got some gas for you boys. Meet me at Stickman Park at 6 p.m. sharp.
Okay, bet.
And soon enough, it was 6 p.m. sharp, and we were posted at Stickman Park. The homie Billy pulls up fully equipped with the gas.
Yo, we gotta find somewhere discreet to do this.
Oh, let's do it in the trees over there.
Alright, that works.
So we walk into this little forest with a bench in it, and Billy whips out the pipe.
What the fuck
is that?
It's a pipe. I took it from my sister's room.
Bro, are you sure you didn't accidentally take her dildo instead?
Shut up, bro. Lots of people smoke out of these bad boys.
I don't know. There's just something about the way that it's shaped. It kind of
looks... Are we smoking or not?
Yeah, we're smoking.
And then Billy takes out a plastic bag with a thug ass.
Yo, take a whiff of this shit.
And at this point, I had never got a sniff of the za before. So when I did take a whiff...
Damn, that's some strong shit right there.
Hell yeah.
And I got it from the plug for 50% off.
Damn, bro, this is gonna get us high as hell.
So Billy packed the pipe and handed it to me. He whipped out the lighter and said, suck it.
Hey, yo, pause.
Oh my. Alright, inhale.
Oh, I got you.
And there it was, my very first hit of the Zaza. And I was coughing up a storm. And as Bob was taking his hit, I was sitting there like, am I high yet? Like, is this what it's supposed to feel like?
Nah, you gotta smoke some more to get baked.
So Billy packs some more into the pipe and hands it to me. I inhale. But still nothing. So me and Bob are looking at each other like,
bro, are we like invincible or some shit?
I think so.
And Billy's like, no, you have to inhale and hold it in your lungs for as long as possible.
So I try it. I inhale, I held it, and then I was coughing up a storm again. We repeated these steps for like 20 minutes and still nothing. Now, me and Bob didn't know shit when it came to the topic of devil's lettuce, so we were just taking Billy's word for everything.
Yo, don't worry, it'll hit you in like an hour.
So we walk back to Bob's crib, and sure enough, an hour goes by.
Yo, are you high yet?
Nah, I still feel normal. What about you?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So we waited and waited all night.
and nothing happened. Now, a quick scientific analysis of the situation. What had happened was, Billy's plug saw that he was 13 and realized he could make a quick buck off him. So he had given him 50% off, however, he gave him straight stems. Now, if you're not sure what this means, let me break it down for you using, enchanted broccoli. Now, we all know that broccoli is a nutritious vegetable. However, a wide majority of the nutrients are packed directly in the broccoli crown, leaving the stem of the broccoli with very small amounts of nutrients in comparison to the top part. This means that eating the top part of the broccoli will indeed make you big and strong. However, the stem itself lacks the capacities to, quote unquote, make you big and strong, if you know what I'm saying. Remember, eat your broccoli. So essentially, me and Bob were smoking that doo-doo pack, smoking straight Reggie. So Bob and I felt as though we needed some redemption, and we knew just the perfect day to do it. April 20th, 420. So today was the day we would really know what being zooted felt like. So me, Billy, and Bob went over to our homie's house, cause we knew this homie in particular would have the facilities to celebrate April 20th. So we knock on his door, he lets us in, and the first thing this motherfucker says is, "So, are we smoking fat today or what?"
"Hey, yes, sir."
"Alright, follow me." So we followed the homie into his mom's room, and when he opened her closet, she was equipped with every kind of grass you could imagine. He snatched a few pre-rolls and we went to his backyard. He lit up the first J and passed it straight to me. And after all these years, it felt as though my entire life had led me up to this very moment. I took a hit and got my real first taste of that Mary Jane. So we passed around the J's for a bit and my eyes and mouth started to dry up. So I'm like, "Alright, I'm gonna go get some water really quick." And the moment I stand up, it all hits at once. I just remember everything going into slow motion, and it felt like I was watching myself in a movie. Almost like it was a third person perspective. So I head into the homie's bedroom and I lay down on his bed because I was really trying to comprehend what the fuck was going on. Cause my frame rates were dropping, my time perception was fucked, and I was hungry as shit. So when Billy, Bob, and the homie walk into the room with snacks, bro, I was a munch. And so for the rest of the night, the four of us just chilled out, ate some snacks, and enjoyed our very first time with that enchanted broccoli.
Man, family functions have the weirdest dynamic, bro. Like, how have you known these people your entire life, but have still never gone past a surface level conversation? I mean, let me know if it's just my family, but every function is the same. The whole gang links up, and everyone just asks the most generic small talk questions to each other. "Hey, how's that new place you bought?" "Oh yeah, you know, it's good." "And how's the kids doing?" "Oh, you know, they're good." "Oh, and how's the wife?" "Man, fuck your wife." I don't want to hear any of these NPC conversations, bro. And let me know if I'm getting too specific here, but what about that one uncle who goes by the name of either Bob, Jerry, or Dave? And this dude will just always be saying the most out-of-pocket things imaginable. "Oh, how's your daughter Jane doing?" "Oh, Jane's always been hot, eh?"
"Bob, she's 15!
This uncle be at the family function thinking it's Coachella or something.
"Bob, another beer's a little bit excessive, don't you think?"
"Yeah, football!"
I'm the youngest person in my whole family, which for whatever unspoken reason, it just means everyone has the go-ahead to flame the living shit out of me. "Hey, Chain, still no girlfriend, huh? I guess you're not too good with the ladies there." But I make one joke back and I'm the bad guy. "You don't seem too good with the ladies yourself, seeing as your wife just divorced you and she took the kids with her." Am I right? Not only do they feel free to roast your whole existence simply because you were born last, they unanimously decide you will be everyone's personal butler. "Hey bud, go get another beer for me." "Alright, yeah, for sure." "Thanks. Now you better get started on mowing that lawn. Grass isn't gonna cut itself, am I right?"
"Oh my god, bro."
And coming into these family functions, you would think your mom is your closest ally. But as soon as she gets the chance, she will expose your biggest secret for a little bit of parent clout. You guys will never guess what I found under Chain's bed yesterday.
Oh my god, what is it?
Yeah, tell
what?
Us.
What? No way.
Sometimes when my family tries to make small talk with me, they just miss the boat completely. So, buddy, how's those swimming lessons going for you? The swimming lessons I took when I was 5?
Yeah, right, those ones.
They're good. I finished them a little while ago.
Oh, is that right? Good for you, buddy.
And bro, don't get me started on those recycled ass jokes.
Well, looks like you got your workout for the day.
Oh, looks like you've gotten so tall. What are you feeding this kid, am I right? Oh, Bob, I think you got some food in your beard.
Oh, don't worry, I'm saving it for later.
Ah, oh, good one,
oh,
Bill.
Oh, Bob, he's so funny.
Thank you.
I guess everyone at the function must have Alzheimer's or something. Because these jokes will have them cracking up like they haven't heard the same joke the past 15 functions. But cousins, man. Cousins are the saving grace of family functions. Without cousins, you would have no choice but to participate in the tomfoolery of small talk. I'd be walking in the function just praying to see that one cousin. And bro, I have a family function survival tip for you. You always have to stay within arm's reach of either your siblings or your cousins. Cause whenever some bullshit goes down, you just give each other the look and flee the scene. And because when you get caught lacking on your own at the function, you get jumped.
Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Listen, bro, in this world, there's levels to clout. You could get yourself some Instagram followers, you could stack up a few bands, you could even be famous, but there's only one spot in life that is superior to the rest. A spot so glorious and sought after that they are idolized like no other.
It's me, I've got the infinite money glitch.
Come on, Jimmy, you know it's me. I need a max win.
Man, shut the fuck up, Drizzy. I'm literally Kanye West.
Nah, but I'm the top G.
All right, look. Oh, bro, let's go band for band then. It's me.
But I'm the fastest kid in my school. Bro, I don't know who decided speed would be the deciding factor for who's the king of the school, but all I'ma say is, that motherfucker's the GOAT, bro, because I was the fastest kid in my school. I was clapping everyone in races, I was breaking track records, and I had all the 9-year-old baddies, man. I wish I could still pull like that. Alright, it's just a miscommunication, you know, like, when I say 9-year-old baddies, I didn't mean
explain
like-
Explain it to the judge, buddy.
Sick fuck. And because I peaked in elementary school, come with me and we'll take a look back at some of the first years of our lives and maybe some of the best, am I right? Kindergarten. Coming into kindergarten, kids were either excited or terrified as fuck for their first day. I mean, I would be pretty fucking pissed too if I knew this was the beginning of me being locked up every day for 13 years. But kindergarten was funny as hell because these kids had no clue what was right and wrong, so they'd be saying the most outrageous shit for no reason at all, bro.
Hey, buddy with the hat, can you pass me the skin color crayon?
I mean, at this age, kids were just walking NPCs, and I can't even blame them. I mean, they haven't developed consciousness yet, bro. Like, at this age, recess consisted of catching bugs, playing on the monkey bars, and fucking eating sand. And I've talked about the high school bathrooms and all the wild shit that happens in there, but to be honest, the elementary school bathrooms blow that shit out the water, bro. Cause these kids aren't hitting vape tricks, no. They're hitting toilet trick shots, trying to set some world record for the farthest piss taken from the toilet. And let's just say even Stephen Curry couldn't splash that three-pointer, so essentially, motherfuckers was just pissing on the ground. Like, you need to walk into that bathroom 110% alert, or else the next thing you know, you're getting that R. Kelly treatment, bro. And I remember my kindergarten had those green, yellow, and red cards to show how good you were that day, but there was always that one kid with the permanent red. I'm talking the teacher didn't even bother to change his shit the next day, because everyone knows as soon as he walks into class, he's doing some fuck shit. For me, it was this kid we'll call Dennis, cause he was a menace, bro. He was always loud, always throwing shit, but besides being a menace, he was also a truth speaker, a fact spitter, for better or for worse, cause this little guy had no filter. Okay, Leah, you're up first for our show and tell.
Okay, I brought my favorite painting of mine, this right here, this one's me, and this is my dog, Peanut Butter.
That shit is bad!
Dennis, what What did we say about saying the truth out loud? I mean, not the truth. I'm talking about, like, he was the only dude I knew who could talk over the quiet coyote. I mean, to this day, if I see one of those things, I just can't talk. Like, I just can't talk over it. I mean, maybe he's gonna eat me. I don't fucking know. But there was one thing that could shut Dennis up, and one thing only. Boy-girl seating arrangements. Dennis always had so much to say until you put him beside Isabel and Leah, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what are you drawing?
Nothing.
Aw, is that your dog?
Maybe.
Shit, he's just like me for real. Like, to this day, you know?
Oh, shit.
And then we go outside for lunch. And don't get me wrong, eating sand for fun was great and all. But as kids got older, everyone started to play games. Some of which consisted of tag, manhunt, soccer, basketball, grounders, red ass, kickball, jump rope, tetherball, and what is possibly the most goated game of all time. Foursquare. This game was legendary, bro, but this shit used to get heated as fuck. I mean, kids were making truces, making whole clans, and that right there was real beef. Like, if you caught the ops lacking at nap time, it was on sight, bro.
Psst, what?
Oh, no, wait.
You're a poopy
no!
head.
But man, crushes were everything in elementary school. Like, if you told anyone you had the smallest crush on a girl, word's getting out fast and the entire class is gonna be organizing a wedding for tomorrow. But some kids just didn't use their words, like this one girl in my elementary school who most definitely had a crush on me. I mean, once again, I was the fastest kid in my elementary school, so... As I was saying, this girl had a crush on me, but she didn't like using her words, so essentially, she just like... She just beat my ass. I mean, what better way to tell someone you like them? And she must have really liked me, bro, because you could see it when I came home. Like, oh my god, Chains, what happened?
Oh, well, I think this girl at school likes me.
Oh, yeah, that's great. But why do you have so many bruises?
Well, Mom, I think she really likes me.
No, I think you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And there was also that one kid who went around teaching people swear words just because he could. And of course, when I learned some shiny new words, I'm gonna use them. I mean, I still fucking do. But I remember just talking with my friends, dropping the F-bomb, feeling cool as hell. And then one time, I see this girl hauling ass over to the teacher and whispering in her ear. And I already knew what was going down because this girl was the biggest snitch known to man. Like, unprovoked. It was like a hobby or some shit to her. And her name was Erin. Like, her real name was Erin, spelled E-R-I-N. Yeah, how's it feel to get snitched on, buddy? But getting in trouble in elementary school was tough, because they would act like you were committing war crimes for the smallest things. Like, when I got snitched on for swearing, I was in grade 4. I was a big boy, you know what I'm saying? But my teacher was pissed, bro. Chains, you can never say that word. It's horrendous.
What does horrendous mean?
It's not good, okay?
Aw, shit, my bad.
Chains!
Aw, sorry, it just stuck in my fucking brain.
Chains, cut it out right now or you get detention.
Okay, I'm sorry, motherfucker.
What? And I'm not gonna lie, the most cursed part of elementary school was the talent shows, bro. Cause the teachers expect you to be all quiet and serious and shit, but it was literally a real life try not to laugh. Like, how am I supposed to be serious when Jimmy's up there shitting out Minecraft parodies like it's comedy gold? I mean, at my school, it was less of a talent show and more of a come on stage in front of the entire school and do whatever the fuck you want for 10 minutes type of show. And man, that shit was brutal. It was like watching paint dry. But if the paint was 7 years old and standing on a stage in front of the entire school, nervous as hell, shitting his pants. Cause elementary school had some weird kids, bro. Like those kids who used to put glue on their hands to let it dry so they could peel it off. Or the kid who would just straight up eat the glue. Or the weird kid who would secretly take a bite out of every single foam football. Like, how are you that hungry? The kid who only wore shorts through rain and snow. The kid who was mad at everyone for no reason. The kid who wouldn't stop yapping. The kid who always had to flex how strong their dad is. My dad is so much stronger than yours, he can beat up your dad with his pinky finger. He can bench press 625 pounds.
Wait, what even is that?
You don't know what a bench press is?
No, what the fuck is a dad?
The kid who thought he was Albert Einstein. The snitch, named Erin, lives at 354 Stickman Way. The fake snitch.
Bro, you won't believe what I just did.
What'd you do?
I just put my juice box in the recycling. Get this, with the straw inside.
I'm telling the teacher. I'm chill.
Teacher.
Jackson.
Yeah, can I go to the bathroom?
The teacher's pet named Erin, E-R-I-N, postal code 3310, and of course, the fastest kid in the school. You know what I'm saying? That was me. I was him. I was the fastest kid in my...
If you saw this video, you would know my very first time drinking, I got both high and drunk at the same time. But my first time being drunk takes place back when I was like 14 or 15. And this story takes place at my grandma's crib. No, listen, I know that sounds bad, but like... I mean, it's pretty bad. So the story starts with me and my brother pulling up to the family function. And right off the bat, we notice the chill cousins are nowhere to be seen. So instantly, we can tell it's gonna be a long night of engaging in conversations about school, sports, my lack of ability to pull bitches. And about 5 minutes after arriving, you know, I'm just doing some good old small talk.
Oh, hey bud, how's school going?
Oh, you know, it's going.
And, how's sports going?
Yeah, the sports are good.
Nice.
So, the weather lately, huh? And then after about 20 minutes, me and my brother are just getting our shit flamed by every member of the family.
No wonder you can't get a girlfriend. You're ugly as shit.
Damn, that was just mean.
And don't get me started on you. You had a 3-year head start and still can't get any bitches.
And honestly, we just can't say anything back because last time I tried.
Man, still no girlfriend. That's brutal.
Not as brutal as your third divorce, am I right? Okay, guys. So instead of flaming the living shit out of this grown man in front of his mom, I decide to be the bigger man. I just laughed that shit off. And then got the fuck out of there before they brought up my school grades. So as my brother and I sit down in a different room, I'm just in agony thinking about how everything this dude flamed me for was actually true. But my brother, on the other hand, he was whipping up some devious plan. Yo, Chains, follow me.
Oh, okay.
So we walk down to the basement. So, what are we doing in the basement? He opens a cupboard full of alcohol. Bro just cracks the seal on some vodka and starts downing that shit. Now, usually I would know this is a bad idea, but to be honest, I just got done getting my entire existence shit on by my own family. So I'm really just trying to drink my pain away at this point. I mean, we were passing that bottle drinking like rent was due and the wife was taking the kids. So with that being said, we got a little hammered. And keep in mind, this was my first time being drunk. So as soon as I stood up, I ate shit. It was like I had to relearn the controls of life. But we had to get out of the basement or else we'd look suspicious. So our drunk asses plug walked our way up the stairs. But we were trying to act as casual as possible. So we sit back down with the rest of the family like we didn't just down a bottle of vodka. And me and my bro were just sitting there looking at each other trying not to laugh. But the next thing I knew, this dude Uncle Jerry was back on my ass.
Hey look, Dumb and Dumber are back.
And at this point, I'm using every bone in my body not to end this man's whole career.
Man, whose gene is it that made you so damn hideous?
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it, bro. And I really didn't want to do him like that, but the vodka took control. It was your hideous gene, Gerald. But at least I didn't get the same gene that has you 5'2 and balding. Like, I can't tell if you're going through puberty or a midlife crisis. And shit, I didn't stop there. And Joe, I want to hear you talking. You're built like Baymax from Big Hero 6.
What the fuck is Big Hero 6?
Mom, I love you. Karen, sit down. Your mac and cheese tastes like ass. And Bob, you're literally a registered sex offender. Grandma, I love you. Bernard, your hairline looks like it's social distancing from your eyebrows. And Irene, how are you 47 and still work at McDonald's? And you got no drip. Come on, bro. Friendly fire. Oh shit, you're right. My bad. Needless to say, I was handing out smoke to everybody. Something in that vodka turned me to a demon. And I guess since everyone was mad at me for dissing the entire family, they never knew I was drunk as hell. But in the end, I did feel really bad for roasting my entire family tree. But ever since that day, everybody stopped flaming me, so it was worth it.
Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has three Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know. But yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What? So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught, let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until
the polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, psh, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, yeah, no, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Cause, we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right, right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should have just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey,
yo. George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit.
No.
So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Matheson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Why did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Matheson, we're gang affiliated. No, bro, what? What the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit. Yo, what happened to you, Jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Matheson caught us lacking real bad.
Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit! It sounds like Mr. Matheson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap.
And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after, we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials, and so the next day we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now, don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final, meaning we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random ass dude's soul, cause he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done.
done, bro.
We hand in our test, and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by, and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards, and we all passed, bro. So we all go home happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math?
Yup, Mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pet.
Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right
oh,
now.
Oh, no. Fuck.
If you saw this video, you would know my mom has caught me lacking baked beyond belief before. And after that experience, I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke?
Yeah, bet.
And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly. But your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse, and the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale, or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation, being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment? And a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now. Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to Earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn. I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked, dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit, we're doing good. Oh, it was good, thanks for asking. Wow, Mom, this mac and cheese looks succulent. fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck says succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual, be casual. Mmm, the mac and cheese, it's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's?
Fuck, what do I say? Twister.
Oh, a twister?
Yep, twister.
Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy?
Yep, just a good old game of Twister with the boys.
Damn.
Y'all are gay as hell.
Yep. not to being gay as hell. I just meant yup in general. Like, you know, like, yup. Chains, are you feeling okay?
Oh fuck. She knows. What do I do?
A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired. Like, it works for everything. Are you high?
No, I'm just tired.
Damn, bro. Are you depressed?
No. I'm just tired.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
No, I'm just tired.
So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old...
No, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night.
I think I could even take a nap right now. But thank you very much for dinner.
And call me Michael Jackson,
cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
Fulcrum, come in. Faded in the hole.
Damn, bro. We gotta get as high as this dude. Facts. How does this motherfucker get so baked? I don't even know. Let me check. Oh, here.
Yup. Just getting faded in a hole out here at the fucking goddamn Burger King, you feel me? About to take my first smacking tin off the Benjamin.
Damn, it looks like we gotta hit the Benjamin in a Burger King. Yo, what the fuck is a Benjamin? I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. Yo, how's it going? Yeah, we're good, but I was looking to buy a Benjamin? Damn, you dudes are about to take a trip to Benjamin City, huh? Yeah, we're about to hit the Benjamin and things of that nature. Awesome, here you go, Yodi gang. Thanks, man. Oh, and dudes, but between you and me, there's a Burger King next door, if you know what I mean. Oh, thank you. Alright, so, I guess we just walk in this bitch and start hotboxing this Burger King? Bro, isn't that illegal? I don't fucking know.
God damn! This shit hits.
Let me try.
Damn!
unfortunately, you guys can't be doing that in our Burger King.
Nah, it's chill. We're just getting faded than a hoe.
Wait, you're getting faded than a hoe?
Yeah, we're getting faded than a hoe.
Shit, I know you're getting faded than a hoe. My bad, Yodi gang. Nah, you're good. You want a little hit?
Shit, I might have to take this Benjamin to Blinkerton City, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Damn, this Benjamin rips harder than a hoe.
Yeah, have a good rest of your shift, man.
Yeah, you too.
Fuck, did I just say you too?
Listen, I don't know about you, but this Benjamin got me feeling...
Faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Wait, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Oh shit, is that?
It can't be.
Need I say more, Yodi gang?
Holy shit, it's him! Damien Luck 925!
I am the original Fulcrum. Fulcrum, come in! Yodi gang, you feel me?
No way, we were literally just hitting the Benjamin in this Burger King.
Double Benjamin City session, shall we?
The double Benjamin? Damn, bro, we gotta try the double Benjamin. Yo, where are we?
I'm faded out here in Yodi land, you feel me?
No fucking way. It's a city full of Damien 925. Yo, this is crazy. Bro, these munchies are crazy. Facts, let's go cop some food. Holy shit. 7-Eleven is just full of motherfuckers hitting the Benjamin. The whole goddamn store is hotboxed. Yo, quick, buy the Doritos before I pass out. Oh, fuck. Hey, wake up. Wake up, hey. Hey, please wake up. I just... Hey, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Just got 5 things to say. Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole.
Need I say more? Hey, but you gentlemen have a good rest of your day.
Imagine putting in hard work, time, and dedication into saving up for some new shoes. You go to Foot Locker and find the perfect pair. You try them on. You check them out. And you cop them. And even though you spent your last $200 on these shoes, you're happy. Because you feel fresh as fuck, and these J's might actually get you some bitches. But as you're leaving the mall, a gang of motherfuckers wearing shiesties take those J's right off your feet. Leaving you shoeless, broke, depressed, and with absolutely zero bitches. Now, personally, I wouldn't let that slide. However, when I was just a young, wholesome boy in 7th grade, I still wouldn't have let that slide. But I was weak as shit, so it would have slid anyway. I mean, in 7th grade, I could have got my ass beat by Hezbollah, bruh. I was a walking lick, which is exactly why I got a story for y'all today. So as I said, this story takes place in 7th grade, where I was young, innocent, and built like a string bean, bro. So one Friday night, me, Bob, and Billy were going to this girl's house for the 3-man mission. The plan was simple. There was 3 of us and 3 of them. We would put on a scary movie, and if everything went to plan, we would get some cheeks. Now, just earlier that day, I had copped some fresh ass Jordans, so I've got a little confidence boost as we walk up to this girl's house. So we knock on the door, they open it, and we go inside. Now we stuck to the plan. We put on some cheesy horror movie, and one thing led to another, and by the end of the movie, Bob had all 3 girls, bro, and me and Billy were in the corner playing Bloons Tower Defense. Don't ask me how this shit happened, I don't want to talk about it. So after hours of me and Billy straight fumbling, we all decide to go home. And although I was a little disappointed in my performance tonight, I put on my brand new uncreased Jordans and I remembered, damn. Even Curry airballs sometimes. Now the bus route back to Bob's crib took 2 buses. So we hop on the first bus, it takes us to the next stop, and as we're getting off, we see the second bus we need drive right by us. Fuck, is that our bus? Damn, yeah it is. Wait, check when the next one comes. Yeah, it shouldn't be long. Damn, bro, the next bus comes in an hour. So we have no choice but to wait at the bus stop for an hour. So we wait and wait, and at this point, it's already getting late. I check the time, and it's already 11 p.m. As we were sitting there, bored as hell, waiting for this bus to come, one of the other buses stops in front of us to let someone off. The person gets off, and as the bus starts leaving, we hear this loud thud come from the bus. What the hell? What was that? Oh shit, it's a baton. And as we're analyzing this baton that seems to have fallen out of the sky, some motherfucker wearing a shiesty walks up to Billy like, give me that shit, and straight snatched the baton out of Billy's hands. And Billy froze up. Bro was scared shitless, straight bamboozled. And the way the bus stop was set up was there was a main road, the bus stop, and behind the bus stop was a small hill with bushes on top. And when I say this shit looked like something out of a movie, I mean this dude wearing a shiesty walks back up to the top of the hill and a group of 5 other dudes walk out from behind the bush and they're shiestied up too, bro. They had to have been in at least grade 12, and to a 7th grader, that is scary as fuck. And I was no genius, but as that group of shiesties came out of the bushes looking like a GTA 5 cutscene, I came to the consensus that they were up to no good. Yo, those Jordans are looking my size. And this was the moment I realized I was about to get my shit robbed. So I started analyzing my surroundings and calculating my options. Maybe I can talk my way out of this. Hey sir, how was your day today?
Shut up.
I said, what size are the shoes? Damn, I can't fight them. It's a 3-on-5, and they got the high ground, and they got a baton, bro. They would knock my ass out and take the shoes. But I'm fast. So if I take a right, then make a left, there's no way they can catch me. Wait, fuck, I can't run. I'd crease my Jordans. And just as I had ran out of options, Billy says the last words I would expect to come out of this man's mouth. Wait, Ethan? Yo, who the fuck? Oh shit, Billy. Oh, I didn't know it was you, bro.
Man, Ethan, you had me scared for a second.
Damn,
man.
My bad, pimp. My bad,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, no, you're good. How's your mom doing?
Oh, yeah, she's doing good. Yeah, it's great to see you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you too, bro. See you around.
All right, peace out.
Y'all, don't worry. I seen a kid over there with some new forces we could snatch.
Oh, yes, sir.
Dibs. I bet.
Man, he's a good dude. Nah, bro. He just tried to rob me. Who the fuck was that?
Oh, that's my longtime homie, Ethan.
Why do you know him?
Oh, yeah. We went to the same preschool.
Same preschool? That dude looks 20, bruh.
Oh, yeah, no, he is. He just got held back a few times.
Held back in preschool? How the fuck do you get held back in preschool?
Oh, he used to beat up the other kids and then take their toys.
Oh shit. Makes sense.
So we bust back to Bob's crib, and as we're walking to Bob's front door, I stepped in mud. Bruh.
April 20th, 420, the day when everyone puts their differences aside and they just hotbox the Earth's entire atmosphere. Man, what a time to be alive. Now, I don't know if any of y'all have gone to one of those 420 conventions before, but god damn, these motherfuckers be getting higher than Buzz Lightyear, bro. Like, at this point, they aren't even baked. They're fucking fried. They just be walking around hotboxing cities at a time. And anyone in a 500 foot radius is gonna start feeling the effects of that Mary Jane. Like, I remember my first time going to one of these things, and I was still a minor with an O. However, I had done some pregame before the convention. So let me just put it like this. If I was a potato, I would have been a baked potato. So heading into the convention, I was already a little bit paranoid, because as I looked around, all I could see was a bunch of hippie dudes with beards and shit. And at the time, I was just repping that peach fuzz. I was standing out like a sore thumb. So you can only imagine how hard I was shitting my pants when my high ass saw a cop walking in my direction. I instantly started brainstorming how I was gonna outmaneuver this cop so he doesn't send my ass to jail. So boom, busted a right, dropped the shoulder, hit a left, and I ran into this crowd of people. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, whenever something remotely scary happens while I'm zooted, I'm gonna be paranoid for the rest of my high. So in my high ass brain, I'm like a wanted criminal. I got 5 stars right now. So I'm out here constantly scanning the area for 12, right, but I start to make some notable observations. I realize half these motherfuckers are wearing sunglasses, and it's not even sunny. Like, how the fuck did I miss the memo this bad? But luckily for me, there's hundreds of dudes selling overpriced random ass shit. So it really didn't take long for me to find a dude selling sunglasses. And even though it was 25 bones for these shitty ass sunglasses, I still cop them so I can hide my identity. And of course, the glasses have the devil's lettuce plastered all over them, but I'm El Chapo level wanted at this point. So I'm doing anything I can to hide my identity, including dropping my life savings on these dog shit glasses. So I'm out here pushing through these groups of people, but I'm keeping it low key. And as I'm scanning to the right of me and to the left of me, my dumbass pretty much walks right up to a cop. And the moment I realized that homie was right in front of me looking at me, I started to panic, bro. I felt like at this point, my best option was just to confess. Like, if I take the plea deal, I'll definitely get a lower sentence. But as I was stressing heavy, that adrenaline starts to kick in. And I know some of y'all can relate to this, but the scientific breakdown shows that when you're zooted and you get into a high stress scenario, the adrenaline gears up and starts beefing with the THC in your brain. Now, if you're lucky, the adrenaline will beat the THC's ass and will have you thinking properly in said stressful situation, which is exactly what happened to your boy. So as I transform from a baked potato into a less baked potato, this is where the table really started to turn. I looked at this cop in the eyes and this motherfucker was more baked than me. Like shit, at this point, I'm about to put this dude on citizen's arrest.
Officer, are you baked right now?
No, there's a, sorry, There seems to be a lot of cannabis in the air right now, and so it's like...
This poor officer probably had to pull an 8-hour shift in the world's biggest hotbox while trying to do his job. And needless to say, after realizing the officers were fated than a hoe, I had no problem walking around with my peach fuzz mustache smoking on that Mary Jane.
So, 50,000 word essay, 3 worksheets, pages 5, 6, 9, 273, 655 in your workbook, and you'll need to make a TED talk you'll present in front of the whole school. What do you want, Chains?
Well, how much time do we have?
Everything needs to be handed in at 12 p.m. on Thursday, or you'll get a zero.
Wait, Mr. Cumminson, that's in 2 minutes.
Actually, it's 1 minute now. Any other questions?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Fuck no. Sit down, Jeremy.
Oh, okay. Man, imagine being a high school teacher, bro. Like, as soon as you hit the ripe age of 5 years old, they throw your ass into school, and you just don't make it out until you're, like, fucking 65. And when I was younger, I always used to wonder, like... why is Mr. Cumminson so angry all the time? But as I got older, I realized I would be pretty fucking pissed if I was in the exact same spot I was 40 goddamn years ago. Which brings me to the first type of high school teacher, Mr. Angerson. This is the type of motherfucker whose wife divorced him 7 years ago and he takes his heartbreak out on the students. What was that? Oh, nothing. I just had to sneeze.
Oh, so you think it's okay to just sneeze in my classroom now? Now, huh?
Well, no, I just needed to sneeze.
What if I just broke into your house and started sneezing on shit, huh?
Well, no, that's just... Matter of fact, get your ass up here. Yo, this isn't the 1950s, you can't just...
Linda, come back, please.
Now, I don't know how Mr. Angerson continues to keep his job, but it feels like this dude's mission is to ruin the day of every student that walks into his class. Like, he'll be putting in extra effort into his test to make them as confusing as possible. The type of motherfucker to make a multiple choice test with the first 4 letters all as A. Bro will have me changing the correct answers into the ABCD strategy. Next up, we got Mrs. Talkinson. Some teachers really just don't give a fuck about teaching, bro. I mean, Miss Talkinson over here, she really just wants someone to talk to, for real.
And that's when Franklin D. Roosevelt became president. You know, actually, in high school, I had a friend named Franklin. He was a really nice guy. We used to go to the movies together and stuff, and, then he went to jail for multiple hate crimes.
Like, by the end of the class, you'll know her home life, her family, how she takes her anger out on her children. So me and my classmates would recognize the fact that if we could just keep Miss Talkinson talking, we wouldn't have to do shit all class.
So in 1938, Germany invaded Austria.
Yes, Chains.
Miss Talkinson, have you ever been to Germany?
Oh my goodness, you would not believe what we did in Germany.
And for my personal favorite teacher, we got Miss Cakinson. You know, the teacher that is caked up for absolutely no reason. Like, she's got that dump truck for what?
I mean, I'll be failing all my classes, rocking with a 1.5 GPA.
But I walk into her class...
Fuck, all of a sudden I turn into a...
Miss Cakinson, actually, you forgot the homework for today.
Oh my god.
Shut up. Oh, why, thank you, Chains. I almost forgot.
You're welcome, Miss Cakinson.
All my homework is done, all my tests are aced, and at any given chance...
Oh, Sue, my computer isn't working. Does anyone know...
What do you need, Miss Cakinson?
And I'm there. Miss Cakinson, if you're watching this, just give me a chance, please.
And next, you know we got Mr. Questionable. Ensign. Now I know what you're thinking. Bro's name is a little bit of a mouthful, and that's because he may or may not have a mouthful of little boys. okay, listen, I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. But if I was to point fingers at someone, it would be fucking him. Like, I'm really not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but there does come a point when some things this man does gets a little questionable. Maya, let me help you.
So you put your hand like this, and you...
OMG, Chains, you will not believe who just followed me on Instagram. Oh shit, was it at Chains for real? No, it was Mr. Questionable Ensign. Damn, brother, this test was hard as fuck.
Yeah, bro, literally everyone failed that shit.
Facts, bro, what did you get?
Yo, I got 22%.
What about you?
Oh, I got 103%.
So, a few years ago, I worked at a fast food restaurant. We'll just call it Jim Jordan's, you know what I'm saying? Jim Jordan's was my first job ever. So, coming in on my first day, I was kind of excited, you know, because it was just overall a new experience, so I was looking forward to it. So, I walked through the doors, and, you know, it's looking like a nice establishment so far. But as soon as you step past the staff gate, you realize it's instantly a hellhole. Like, this is exactly what it was like.
Hi there, can I take your order?
Yo, who's
medium double double.
Hi, what's your order?
Yo, hello. It's my first day.
There, can I take your order?
And bro, once they give you the Jim Jordan's drip, you instantly lose value as a human, bro. For example, if you're going for a casual stroll down the street, an average interaction would look something like this. Hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. You know, just average small talk things. But once you throw on that Jim Jordan's drip, hey, what can I get for medium black coffee? Make my coffee faster, bitch. And while I was working here, it was just the beginning of the pandemic. Meaning, on top of the gym drip, you also had to wear a mask. So pretty much people could just see your eyes. And trying to communicate during the pandemic was horrible. Because not only did both parties have to wear a mask, there was this big plastic wall between us. And they had to stand 6 feet away. Hi, what can I get for you?
What?
I said, hi, what...
Huh?
Ma'am, what can I get for you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, hey.
And man, I already made a video on NPCs, but working in any sort of drive-thru, you'll figure out that drive-thrus are NPCs' prime real estate. It's just like back-to-back-to-back NPCs. And when you don't have your average NPC, you'll have a below-average IQ NPC. Like, there was this one lady that would come through every day, and all my coworkers knew her as the coupon lady. Because every day she would try and use coupons, but somehow never understand how they work. Alright, your total is $15.67.
Okay, I'm gonna use a coupon.
Alright.
What are you waiting for?
The coupon?
Oh, it's just at my house.
And don't get me started on my manager, Magnus, bro. Next time I see Magnus, it's on site.
Wait a minute, Chains, is that you?
The longer I worked there, Magnus just started getting a little bit too comfortable on booking my shifts. After about 10 months of working there, she just decided to give me 5 a.m. shifts every time. And that wasn't even in my availability. So, you know, I would send a polite and professional email, and she would just hit me with some shit like, okay. Then just continue to book me at 5 a.m, bro. So I ended up working there for about a year and a half. And like most people at minimum wage jobs, when you're there for long enough, you just start to care a lot less about getting fired. I mean, I was snatching donuts, whipping myself up some food whenever no one was looking, and hooking up all my homies with free everything. And eventually, I just got tired of waking up at 4:30 every shift, so I put in my 2 weeks. And during these last 2 weeks, I did not give a fudge cake, bro. I was out here setting up coffee cups and playing basketball with the gym bits. And if someone was kinda polite to me, I would just hook them up with a free donut. And I remember on my last day, I was working a night shift, and it was just about 15 minutes before I got off forever. And some dudes rolled up in the drive-thru baked as hell. Hey dude, can you check how much is on this gift card really quick? Yeah, you got 21 cents on it. What can we get for 21 cents? One sec. I just went to the back and cleared the shelves of every single donut in sight, and I just sauced them all for free. Yo, thank you so much, dude. You're the GOAT.
Can't believe this cost 20.
So yeah, that was my experience working fast food, and it's definitely not fun, but I feel like it's a valuable experience. Because now that I know I hate working there so much, I'm gonna work hard enough so you will never catch me working in fast food ever again, bro.
As a broke stick man like myself, I spent my fair share of time on the bus. And if you spend a long enough time on the bus, you will see some weird ass shit. I mean, I remember my first time getting on the bus by myself. I was feeling strong and independent. Next thing I know, a crackhead sits down beside me talking about,
Yabba-dabba-doo, the world is ending and you're gonna die a painful and lonely death, buddy.
And just like that, I went from strong and independent to shitting my pants.
Yeah, bro, the bus is just something else.
Like, 1 in 10 people who enter the bus are straight gremlins, bro. I'm talking about the gremlins who know the perk is fake, but they still pop it. Now you just gotta sit next to this motherfucker for another 30 minutes while he tells you about the kids in his basement. But to be fair, these gremlins aren't even the worst part of the bus. The worst part of the bus is the energy. You walk in there and everyone just stops and looks at you like they're sizing you up or some shit. And you know who sizes you up the most? The fucking goddamn motherfucking bus driver, bro. These bus drivers are just eternally pissed off. Every time I would get off the bus, I would try and cheer bro up, but they're just like allergic to happiness or some shit. Hey, thank you. Have a great day, man.
Shut your ugly ass up, little boy. I already know you get no bitches with your big ass forehead, no drip having ass with your skinny ass arms. Boy, you're built like a stick man, bruh.
Damn. Hey, bro, there could really only be two reasons why these bus drivers are so mad all the time. Either they had a demon villain origin story where they were abandoned as a child and never shown any form of love until one day. In freshman year of high school, Timmy met Linda. Linda was kind, smart, beautiful, and she paid attention to Timmy when nobody else would. Timmy asked Linda to be his girlfriend, and she said yes. They dated all throughout high school, and they even got into the same university so they could be together forever. Until one day, when Timmy's world was flipped upside down. Timmy found out Tyrone had been laying some mean pipe on Linda this entire time. Everyone in Timmy's school made fun of him. Timmy could not let this slide. So he called out Tyrone to run the ones in front of the entire school. And without a single word, Tyrone winds up and hits Timmy with the meanest left hook any stick man had ever seen, leaving Timmy slept, out cold, unconscious, in front of his classmates, his teachers, and even in front of Linda. 'Cause shit, if that happened to me, I'd be just as mad as Timmy over here. Now, realistically, the only other reason these drivers are so constantly mad would be because the driver's seat secretly has a stick built in. You see, this would explain why the driver constantly has a stick up his ass. I mean, shit, you really can't even blame him for being mad. But still, I'm gonna blame him. 'Cause I know these motherfuckers get pleasure whenever they see me running at full speed trying to make it to the bus stop in time. 'Cause they start stepping on the gas.
Dumbass.
To be honest, there's nothing that leaves you more defeated than when you're sprinting to a bus stop. Then that shit just cruises on by and everyone on the bus is laughing at you. Damn. Honestly, at that point, I just give up and go home. But it hits a little bit different when that bus is your only way home. And it was the last bus. 'Cause it's 2 a.m. And now you gotta bunk up with the gremlins on the side of the street. All because that goddamn bus driver had a stick up his ass.
Five, four, three, two, one. Happy New Year!
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
For my New Year's resolution, I'm gonna go on a diet.
Nice.
Oh, and I'm gonna quit vaping.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm gonna go vegan.
Oh, nice.
And I'm gonna stop beating my meat.
Oh. 3 days later.
Man, fuck the diet.
Right? I didn't even want to go vegan anyways. Wait. Guys, where's Jonathan? Alright, I'm gonna keep it a stack. This New Year's resolution thing is a whole lot of bullshit. Some goddamn buffoonery. A heaping pile of fucking horse cum. Like, don't get me started on these New Year, New Me motherfuckers, man. Like, dyeing your hair and getting another piercing doesn't change shit. Now you're just broke, depressed, and lonely in a different font. And I'm not gonna pretend like I don't see you motherfuckers in the gym for the first 2 weeks. Like, come on now. You and I both know as soon as you get out of this gym, you're about to pick up a large strawberry milkshake, a Big Mac with no pickles, and a side of chicken nuggets, and it's disgusting. But Chains, how do you know down to the exact specifications of the order?
Cause shit, I'm about to get the same damn thing.
Because the devastating truth is, a new year doesn't change jack shit. And if you're watching this in 2022, I'm really not trying to kill the hopes and dreams of 2023, but let's be honest. If you really wanted to be jacked, you would start working out, bro. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Earth orbiting the sun one more time isn't gonna get you any bitches, bro. Cause trust me, I would know. Now, as a stick man like myself, I can't fuck with New Year's resolutions because it's always the same shit. Like,
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year's!
Oh, hey, man, Happy New Year's. Well, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, it's 1080p. What about you? Oh, yeah, same, same. But did you see Ethan, bro? Nah, what's his? Yo, he's got 4K. Yo, what's up, dudes? Oh, look at the quality on this guy. Damn, wait, do you hear that noise? Yeah, what is that?
Oh, shit, it's Chains. He got 480p again.
Shit.
Oh, fuck. Why is it 480p again? God
damn. That whole New Year's resolution bit was unfunny as fuck. Like, corny as shit. Well, speaking of corny jokes, New Year's seems like the time when motherfuckers feel like it's okay to start whipping out the most overused and unfunniest jokes of all time.
Oh, hey, Chains, watch this.
One. Happy New Year.
Oh, hey, Chains, I haven't seen you since last year. So you know how it's gonna be 2020 soon, right?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I got 2020 vision. Now, I know it sounds like I'm on some bahumbug shit, but New Year's does have a lot of great things about it. Like the parties, the fireworks, the parties. And so you may be thinking, Chains, why are you like the Grinch of New Year's resolutions? Why do you hate New Year's resolutions so much? Well, the truth is, my hatred for New Year's resolutions dates way, way, way back to 2016. It was December 31st. New Year's Eve, 11:59 p.m. This was the very day when a young hopeful Chains decided my New Year's resolution would be to acquire a girlfriend. I tried and I tried, but as 2022 comes to an end, my girlfriend remains unacquired. Listen, bro, in this world, there's levels to clout. You could get yourself some Instagram followers. You could stack up a few bands. You could even be famous, but there's only one spot in life that is superior to the rest. A spot so glorious and sought after that they are idolized like no other.
It's me. I've got the infinite money glitch.
Come on, Jimmy. You know it's me. I need a max win.
Man, shut the fuck up, Drizzy. I'm literally Kanye West.
Nah, but I'm the top G.
All right, Lil Bro, let's go band for band then. It's me.
But I'm the fastest kid in my school. Bro, I don't know who decided speed would be the deciding factor for who's the king of the school, but all I'ma say is, that motherfucker's the GOAT, bro, because I was the fastest kid in my school. I was clapping everyone in races, I was breaking track records, and I had all the 9-year-old baddies, man. I wish I could still pull like that. Alright, it's just a miscommunication, you know, like when I say 9-year-old baddies, I didn't mean
explain
like-
Explain it to the judge, buddy.
Sick fuck. And because I peaked in elementary school, come with me and we'll take a look back at some of the first years of our lives and maybe some of the best, am I right? Kindergarten. Coming into kindergarten, kids were either excited or terrified as fuck for their first day. I mean, I would be pretty fucking pissed too if I knew this was the beginning of me being locked up every day for 13 years. But kindergarten was funny as hell because these kids had no clue what was right and wrong, so they'd be saying the most outrageous shit for no reason at all, bro. Hey, buddy with the hat, can you pass me the skin color crayon? I mean, at this age, kids were just walking NPCs, and I can't even blame them. I mean, they haven't developed consciousness yet, bro. Like, at this age, recess consisted of catching bugs, playing on the monkey bars, and fucking eating sand. And I've talked about the high school bathrooms and all the wild shit that happens in there, but to be honest, the elementary school bathrooms blow that shit out the water, bro. Cause these kids aren't hitting vape tricks, no. They're hitting toilet trick shots, trying to set some world record for the farthest piss taken from the toilet. And let's just say even Stephen Curry couldn't splash that three-pointer, so essentially, motherfuckers was just pissing on the ground. Like, you need to walk into that bathroom 110% alert, or else the next thing you know, you're getting that R. Kelly treatment, bro. And I remember my kindergarten had those green, yellow, and red cards to show how good you were that day, but there was always that one kid with the permanent red. I'm talking the teacher didn't even bother to change his shit the next day, because everyone knows as soon as he walks into class, he's doing some fuck shit. For me, it was this kid we'll call Dennis, because he was a menace, bro. He was always loud, always throwing shit, but besides being a menace, he was also a truth speaker, a fact spitter, for better or for worse, because this little guy had no filter. Okay, Leah, you're up first for our show and tell. Okay, I brought my favorite painting of mine, this right here, this one's me, and this is my dog, Peanut Butter.
That shit is bad!
Dennis, what did we say about saying the truth out loud? I mean, not the truth, I'm talking about, like, he was the only dude I knew who could talk over the quiet coyote. I mean, to this day, if I see one of those things, I just can't talk over it. I mean, maybe he's gonna eat me. I don't fucking know. But there was one thing that could shut Dennis up, and one thing only. Boy-girl seating arrangements. Dennis always had so much to say until you put him beside Isabel and Leah, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what are you drawing?
Nothing.
Aw, is that your dog?
Maybe.
Shit, he's just like me for real. Like, to this day, you know?
Oh shit.
And then we go outside for lunch, and don't get me wrong, eating sand for fun was great and all, but as kids got older, everyone started to play games, some of which consisted of tag, manhunt, soccer, basketball, grounders, red ass, kickball, jump rope, tetherball, and what is possibly the most goated game of all time. Foursquare. This game was legendary, bro, but this shit used to get heated as fuck. I mean, kids were making truces, making whole clans, and that right there was real beef. Like, if you caught the ops lacking at nap time, it was on sight, bro.
Psst, what?
Oh, no, wait.
You're a poopy
no!
ass.
But man, crushes were everything in elementary school. Like, if you told anyone you had the smallest crush on a girl, word's getting out fast and the entire class is gonna be organizing a wedding for tomorrow. But some kids just didn't use their words. Like this one girl in my elementary school who most definitely had a crush on me. I mean, once again, I was the fastest kid in my elementary school, so... As I was saying, this girl had a crush on me, but she didn't like using her words, so essentially, she just beat my ass. I mean, what better way to tell someone you like them? And she must have really liked me, bro, because you could see it when I came home, like, oh my god, Chains, what happened?
Oh, well, I think this girl at school likes me.
Oh, yeah, that's great, but why do you have so many bruises?
Well, Mom, I think she really likes me.
No, I think you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And there was also that one kid who went around teaching people swear words just cause he could. And of course, when I learn some shiny new words, I'm gonna use them. I mean, I still fucking do. But I remember just talking with my friends, dropping the F-bomb, feeling cool as hell. And then one time, I see this girl hauling ass over to the teacher and whispering in her ear. And I already knew what was going down because this girl was the biggest snitch known to man. Like, unprovoked. It was like a hobby or some shit. Her. And her name was Erin. Like, her real name was Erin, spelled E-R-I-N. Yeah, how's it feel to get snitched on, buddy? But getting in trouble in elementary school was tough, because they would act like you were committing war crimes for the smallest things. Like, when I got snitched on for swearing, I was in grade 4. I was a big boy, you know what I'm saying? But my teacher was pissed, bro. Chains, you can never say that word. It's horrendous.
What does horrendous mean?
It's not good, okay?
Aw, shit, my bad.
Chains!
Aw, sorry, it's just stuck in my fucking brain.
Chains, cut it out right now or you get detention.
Okay, I'm sorry, motherfucker.
What?
And I'm not gonna lie, the most cursed part of elementary school was the talent shows, bro. Cause the teachers expect you to be all quiet and serious and shit, but it was literally a real life try not to laugh. Like, how am I supposed to be serious when Jimmy's up there shitting out Minecraft parodies like it's comedy gold?
I mean, at my school, it was less of a talent show and more of a come on stage in front of the entire school and do whatever the fuck you want for 10 minutes type of show.
And man, that shit was brutal. It was like watching paint dry. But if the paint was 7 years old and standing on a stage in front of the entire school nervous as hell shitting his pants. Cause elementary school had some weird kids, bro. Like those kids who used to put glue on their hands to let it dry so they could peel it off. Or the kid who would just straight up eat the glue. Or the weird kid who would secretly take a bite out of every single foam football. Like how are you that hungry?
The kid who only wore shorts through rain and snow.
The kid who was mad at everyone for no reason.
The kid who wouldn't stop yapping.
The kid who always had to flex how strong their dad is.
My dad is so much stronger than yours, he can beat up your dad with his pinky finger. He can bench press 625 pounds.
Wait, what even is that?
You don't know what a bench press is?
No. What the fuck is a dad?
The kid who thought he was Albert Einstein. The snitch named Aaron lives at 354 Stickman Way.
The fake snitch.
Bro, you won't believe what I just did.
What'd you do?
I just put my juice box in the recycling. Get this. With the straw inside.
I'm telling the teacher. I'm telling.
Teacher.
Jackson.
Yeah. Can I go to the bathroom?
The teacher's pet named Aaron, E-R-I-N, postal code 3310, and of course, the fastest kid in the school. You know what I'm saying? That was me. I was him. I was the fastest kid in my.
For most of my life, I've known how to swim. But by that, I mean if my life depended on it, I could swim from one place to another. I don't even know if swim is the right word. Like, if you saw me casually enjoying a little swim at the pool, you'd be like, does he need help? Like, is he drowning? I mean, like, I did take swimming lessons, but I quit at level alligator, bro. I never even made it to level 1. With that being said, this incident dates way back to when I was in grade 4. We were going on a field trip, and of course, it's to the pool. But I'm not stressing. I know I safely passed level penguin, so I should be chilling. My whole class and I walk into the entrance of the pool, but before anyone was allowed in the pool, they asked everyone if they knew how to swim. And I thought, we're in grade 4, there is no way somebody still doesn't know how to swim. And just as I presumed, nobody needed a life jacket. So me and the gang are swimming around, you know, jumping off the diving boards. Fun stuff for a grade 4 field.